In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I want to pray for people who have bronchitis. It's going around. And I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to heal them by the power of the stripes on the back of Jesus Christ. Heal people with bronchitis. I ask this in Jesus' name. I'm looking today at the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Paul called to be an apostle. What is an apostle? One who was sent, who would reveal the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus. An apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God and by our brother Sosthenes. To the church of God that is in Corinth. Oh, I tell you, the Corinthian church gave Paul a lot of trouble. But because there was a lot of trouble, we are told how to fix it in the Spirit. To those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints. You're called to be a saint. You're not a saint yet, but you're called to be a saint. Being redeemed by the blood of Jesus, focusing on Jesus Christ, called to be a saint. Oh yes, not only through your good works, but by your faith in Jesus, by your faith in the Lord, you are called to be a saint. Are you living as a saint, or are you living as a devil today? Well, if you're living as a devil, just turn to Jesus. Get to confession. Ask the Lord for forgiveness. He will give it to you. Oh, yes, He will give it to you. Call to be saints together with all those who in every place call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. To all who call on the name of Jesus Christ, we are in union with them, both their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, you hear that today. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh yes, we are called to be at peace by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that has been given you in Christ Jesus. I give thanks for you by the grace of God that has been given you in Christ Jesus. Oh God, we cannot even call upon the name of Jesus without the grace of God. How we need the grace of God. People say, are you saved? I'm saved by the grace of God because Jesus Christ died for me. He bled for me and he rose from the dead for me. I am saved by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. I do not have salvation on my own power. It has nothing to do with I'm a good doobie. It has everything to do with the cross of Jesus Christ. For in every way you have been enriched in him. So Paul tells the Corinthians that they have been enriched in the Lord Jesus Christ. They have been given gifts. They have been given love. They have been given all that God has, power. But you see, they are falling short of the glory of God. Let's say, for in every way you have been enriched in him, in speech and in knowledge of every kind, just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift. 1 Corinthians 12 and 14. As you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ when he comes in glory. Use the gift, I say, when he comes in glory. That you are using these spiritual gifts when he comes in glory. But we do not want to boast in the gifts. We want to boast in the giver who died on the cross for us, who was buried for us, who shed his blood for us, who rose from the dead for us. We do not want to boast in the gifts. We want to boast in the giver. He will also strengthen you to the end, so that you may be blameless on the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. Do you know that today? Oh, yes, you say, but he doesn't answer my prayers. He does. God is faithful. Do you know that today? His name is Faithful and True, Jesus. Oh, yes, how we need to know that God is faithful. We're not always faithful. What happens when we lack faith? We sin. But God is faithful to forgive our sins through the blood of Jesus, through baptism and faith. Oh, yes, again, baptism is not something that happened to me a long time ago. It is something that happened to me a long time ago, and I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for my sins, who was buried, and who rose from the dead. God is faithful. By him you were called into fellowship of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We have been called to fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know him today? Not do you know about him. Do you know him today? You are called in the fellowship of the Lord Jesus Christ. To know him is to love him. To love him is to serve him. Now I appeal to you, brothers. There's been divisions in the church. I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you be in agreement and that there be no division among you. There was division in the Corinthian church. But that you be united in the same mind and in the same purpose. For it has been reported to me by Chloe's people that there are quarrels among you, my brothers. What I mean is that each of you says, I belong to Paul, or I belong to Apollos, or I belong to Peter, or I belong to Christ. Has Christ been divided? Was Paul crucified for you? No. Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? No. I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, so that no one can say, you have been baptized in the name of Paul. I did baptize also the household of Stephanas. Beyond that, I do not know whether I baptized anyone else. For Christ did not send Paul to baptize, but to proclaim the gospel, and not with eloquent wisdom, so that the cross of Christ might not be emptied of its power. Paul was not sent to baptize. He was sent to preach the cross of Jesus, that by his death on the cross, by his blood on the cross, by his burial, and by his resurrection, we have been saved. We do not want to empty the cross of its power. It is the power of God. We do not want to talk about the gifts. We want to talk about the power of God, which is the cross. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolishness the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through the wisdom of God.
What's the wisdom of God? It's the cross of Jesus Christ that Paul was sent to proclaim, and that I was sent to proclaim, the cross of Jesus Christ. We are saved through the cross of Jesus Christ, that he died for us. He died for us. He was buried for us. He rose for us. So yes, he bled for us.
God decided through the foolishness of our proclamation.
What's our proclamation? The proclamation of the cross.
To save those who believe.
Believe in what? That Christ died for my sins. The righteous for the unrighteous. On the cross.
For Jews demand signs, and Greeks desire wisdom, but we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews. Why?
Because the scripture said, cursed is the man who dies upon a cross. Well, I tell you, we have been redeemed by the cross of Jesus Christ, by the cross of Jesus Christ, and by his resurrection. Jews demand signs,
but we proclaim Christ Jesus crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and foolishness to the Greeks. But to those who are the called, both Jews and Greeks, called by whom? Called by God. Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God.
Do you know that Jesus Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God? Do you know that the cross is the power of God and the wisdom of God?
For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength.
What is God's weakness? The cross. You see, Paul was not sent to baptize, but to preach the cross, the power of the cross, that in Christ Jesus, who died on the cross, we have salvation. Romans 6 talks about baptism. We have been baptized. We have made, hopefully, disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ who have been baptized. Jesus did not send us out to baptize. He sent us out to make disciples and to baptize. That's what Jesus said.
Let's continue. Consider your own call, brothers. Not many of you were wise by human standards. In other words, you know, look at your pedigree. None of you were wise. Not many of you were powerful. Not many of you were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish, us, in the world, to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, things that are not, to reduce to nothing things that are, so that no one might boast in the presence of God.
What can I boast of? I am the weakest of all people. I am in absolute need of the Lord Jesus Christ. What can I boast of? I boast in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. I boast in the blood of the Lamb. I boast in his death, burial, and resurrection. I cannot boast in anything that I have. I am weak. I am poor. I am broken. But God has called me also in the grace of Jesus Christ.
He is the source of your life in Christ, God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God.
What is the wisdom of God? The cross.
And righteousness and sanctification and redemption. We were sanctified through the blood of Jesus. We were redeemed through the blood of Jesus, in order that it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord.
We cannot boast in ourselves. We get nothing to give God. What he's given us. What he's given us. You see, a man came to me on Saturday. very interesting. He said, do you remember me? I told him I didn't remember him. He said, I came to see the man that God used to heal me. I said, what were you healed of? I was in a coma, and you came and prayed, and the next day, I was healed. I woke up. He says, I have come to see the man that God used to heal me. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Chapter 2. When I came to you, brothers, I did not come proclaiming the mystery of God to you in lofty words or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Oh yes, the Corinthian community were proud and arrogant. Paul decided to come to them knowing nothing but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I came to you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. My speech and my proclamation were not with plausible words of wisdom. In other words, I didn't come with the wisdom of the world, but with the demonstration of the Spirit and power. I did miracles among you. Demonstration of the Holy Spirit and power. Oh yes, I did miracles among you, so that your faith may not rest on human wisdom, but on the power of God. Oh yes. Do you know we are called to do miracles too, through the wisdom of the cross? Do you know that we are called to bring people into health? That man who came to me, he had perfect theology. I came to see the man that God used to heal me, not the man who healed me. I can't heal anybody, but the man whom God used to heal me. Has God given you a gift? Do you have that gift? Do you use it for the glory of God? Do you know that you cannot bring healing to the sick, but God can do it through you? So that your faith might rest not on human wisdom, but on the power of God. Yet among the mature we speak wisdom, though it is not a wisdom of this age, or the rulers of this age, who are doomed to perish. But we speak of God's wisdom, secret and hidden, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. Yes, the wisdom of God is the cross, and God decreed the cross before all ages. None of the rulers of this age understood this wisdom, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, and no ear has heard, nor any human heart conceived, what God has prepared for those who love Him. Do you love Him today? Do you love Jesus today? Do you love the Father today? Do you love the Holy Spirit today? Have you told Jesus this morning that you love Him? Have you said, Jesus, I love you. You can have control of my day. You can have control of my life. Oh yes, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, what God has prepared for those who love Him. I want to love Him more. I want to love Him with all my heart and all my soul and all my strength and all my mind. Have I reached that yet? No. I couldn't tell you I have, but I do love Him. I do love Him, and I thank Him for the cross. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. Do you know that? That the Holy Spirit searches the depths of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit searches the depths of God. Where is the depths of God to be found? On the cross of Jesus. It is the wisdom of God. It is the power of God. how we need to proclaim the cross of Jesus Christ. Far be it from me, the apostle writes, to joy in anything but the cross of Jesus Christ, where I have been crucified to the world and the world to me. So also, no one comprehends what is truly God's except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, thank God, but the Spirit that is from God, so that we may understand the gifts bestowed on us by God. Oh, yes. It's all about the cross. It's all about Jesus. It's all about being in fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ and all those who call on his name. It's all about Jesus. I wish that more preachers would preach in the name of Jesus. Some people say they never mention the name of Jesus. I tell you, if you don't speak in Jesus' name and in the power of Jesus, whose name are you preaching in? Oh, well, I had a nice vacation. Well, I speak like that too. I had a nice vacation once, and I met some Christians, some Catholics, and they got me on the St. Louis radio station. But it was God who brought me to them. Even my vocation and my vacation is about the Lord Jesus Christ. And we speak of these things in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit. Oh yes, the Spirit teaches us about the cross, about the power of God, interpreting spiritual things to those who are spiritual. Are you spiritual today? Oh, people say, well, I don't go to church, I'm spiritual. Who are you in cahoots with? Angels? Better watch it. Only the angels that worship God I want to have as my friends. Only the angels that love God I want to have as my friends. Those who are unspiritual do not receive the gifts of God's Spirit, for they are foolishness to them, and they are unable to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. Those who are spiritually discerned, they discern all things, and they are themselves subject to no one's scrutiny. For who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Oh Lord, I always want to have the mind of Christ. I always want to speak in the name of Jesus. I always want to speak about the power of Jesus Christ. I want that. I want that. I want that. I need that. I need that. I need that. You know what? It's all about the cross. It's all about Jesus. Our faith is all about Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, except through my cross, except through my blood, except through my burial, except through my resurrection. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you.
Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Oh yes, Mary led me to Jesus. She led me to her Son. I had epilepsy, and I was praying the prayer, Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. And she led me to Jesus Christ, who is the only Son of God and the only Son of Mary. May God be praised today. May he be praised in our hearts. May he be praised in our bodies. May he be praised in our minds. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May God be praised in you today. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.